commotion about Bradford's bouncing back. So what's it all about, all this Bradford's bouncing back nonsense? Bouncing back from where? Where did Bradford... Did Bradford actually get lost?
I think it must have done way down.
I think they're trying to make Bradford a tourist attraction, actually. Come
what,
to Bradford.
All the bring your curry houses and things.
Oh, yeah, if you're Indian cuisine. If you'd like to go to India or Pakistan, don't bother taking the airfare. Paying the airfare. Just pay the bus fare.
Come to Bradford.
Come to sunny Bradford. Now, I don't know what all this Bradford's bouncing back nonsense is all about. Actually, I shouldn't be saying this because I think they spent millions on this Bradford's bouncing back campaign and I'm sat here just talking about it willy-nilly. Well, I'd like to say this, that I don't think that Bradford's newspaper always helps the Bradford's bouncing back campaign.
Why?
Well, look at this. I mean, here's an edition of Monday's Telegraph and Argus from Monday, January the 11th. That's just a couple of days ago. And front page news. Minister quits in love tangle. I mean, that ain't exactly helping Bradford's bouncing back when it's telling you that a popular Methodist minister has run off with a church organist's wife. He's only human, is he a vicar? What's that? The rapping reverend.
The rapping reverend.
Lock your wives up, fellas. Methodist minister has quit his church to set up a home with the wife of the church organist. I don't know what the Telegraph and Argus are going to slap that all over the front page from. It's in great big bold print. And it says that stunned church congregations throughout Bingley and Shipley just can't believe it. Well, you've got to remember that the poor fella's only, he's only human after all. I mean, if the church organist has a nice bit of stuff, then wouldn't you run off with her?
It's Radio Veronica.
Broadcasting together with
Ray Clark.
It's on the radio, Nemesis.
How many more including?
Ken Crescendo,
Christine and Stephen,
Neil and Julie.
So tune in to
Veronica.
Well, if we now go on to Tuesday's edition of the Telegraph and Argus, we read another story about the runaway wife. It says, runaway wife is forgiven. And it says that the Reverend Ray Wood, who eloped with Mrs. Gloria Helmsley, are now happily at work in a new community centre. So it sounds like things are working out okay for them. Meanwhile, Mrs. Helmsley's husband, coal merchant Ken, has been left reeling by all this. But however, Ken says that he's forgiven his wife for doing this, and he says that after 29 years of marriage, you just cannot stop loving your wife, even though she's gone run off with the vicar. Well, I think those are quite brave words, really. No, it's, I don't know, I actually do feel sorry for Ken, because I can imagine he must be rather shattered about the breakup with his wife.
How long have they been married? 20 what?
29 years. But you see, the Telegraph and Argus have gone and made a big story out of this because she's actually run off with the
vicar.
With the vicar who was, resided in the church where her husband was a church organist. So, let's hope the Telegraph and Argus have now finished with the rapping reverend. Well, here's my record for the reverend, anyways. Radio transmitters from Veronica FM in Heckmondwike. Price breakthrough. 10 watts output VHF. £50. Veronica FM. High power, low price. Veronica FM. Heights, Bungalow. Heights, Kilpin Hill, Heckmondwike, West Yorkshire. WF16ODE. Radio transmitters from Veronica FM.
That can hear me.
You piss off, otherwise we're going to turn the transmitter off. I've been watching you for the last half hour. Okay, we don't know who you are. Now, either piss off, or we're going to turn the transmitter off now. Yorkshire. And well, starting off in Bradford, well, there's only one pirate radio station in Bradford at the moment, and that's us, Radio Veronica. We're on 105.5 megahertz broadcasting in stereo. And the next place we go to is Leeds, where currently we have two free radio stations broadcasting. One's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that station's called ABC FM, playing soul, reggae and house music. It's what's known as a black music station. That's ABC FM, who broadcast on 105.1. Although recently, the quality of the broadcast has been rather abysmal. In fact, it's been terrible. I think there must be something wrong with the link transmitter that they're using. The actual technical quality of ABC recently has been rather poor. The other station in Leeds is called MCR. That's Music City Radio. They broadcast on 90.3 megahertz at the weekends. Near them Friday night, Saturday night and Sunday night, and then also quite often through the day on a Saturday and a Sunday. So that's Music City Radio, another black music station from Leeds, broadcasting on 90.3 FM. Sometimes in stereo, but usually in mono. From Leeds, we go down to South Yorkshire. Now, the only station that seems to be have any activity at the moment in South Yorkshire is the one from Conisbrough called CBS, which I believe stands for Conisbrough Broadcasting Service. And running that particular station is Tom Jones and Harvey Smith. Now, CBS tends to have a bit of a soul bias with it, and they broadcast in stereo with a power of about 10 watts, so I'm told, on the frequency 105.8. So that's from South Yorkshire, CBS on 105.8 megahertz, with two clowns in charge. And then, who else do we go to? Oh yes, there is one more radio station. There is one more. It comes from Scunthorpe and it's called WLNG, but it's not even worth talking about.
Richard Force 12 Gale. Hi lads, hope you're listening. I'd also like to apologise to you two for not being able to play one of your spoof adverts that you sent us, the one about the open door. We think it may be just a little bit on the touchy side, but we think it's fantastic work. And if you can come up with any more on the same sort of, well, not on the same lines, but any more, we'd very much appreciate them because we thought they were very good. What, you stood there looking at me like this, lot?
Have you done?
Why, are you dying to get back in again?
You're mentioning Anne Kirby's number 3.
Oh, am I? And what I've got to mention Anne Kirby's number 3 record. But you haven't told me what it is yet. Oh, yes, it's Elkie Brooks' Don't Cry Out Loud.
We'll use it to sort of criticise a few people. Something I wouldn't dream of doing, of course.
You would never dream of doing.
Now, I mean, we all have people who we love to hate. Now, I think actually at the moment, one of the people who scores the most points for being the most hated has to be...
WLNG!
No.
Oh!
Teachers.
Teachers? Oh, they're always under...
Everybody hates the teachers. I'll tell you why they hate them as well, because I think teachers are the biggest mourners under the sun. They get more holidays per year than anybody else by a long way.
And they get half pay for it as well, don't they?
They get well paid, the most teachers, compared to doctors and things.
Oh, I think the doctors and nurses, well, nurses especially anyway, deserve all that they get.
So do I. But I haven't
Plus
finished,
more.
I haven't finished yet slating teachers.
Oh, all right.
Generally speaking, teachers... Now, this doesn't go for everybody, so if you're a teacher and you're listening tonight, but I think generally it's true to say that teachers are generally a mucky, unwashed lot.
Unkept.
Unkept, unkempt. And also, I was most disgusted just before Christmas when I read in local newspaper that a couple of teachers at an infant school, now this is hard to believe, but it's true, they had some kittens that they didn't want. And so these are teachers, remember, at an infant school. There are about 8 kittens. What did they do? They couldn't get rid of them. They didn't want them. They drove out to the countryside and dumped them over a wall.
They didn't, did they?
They did, and the farmer saw them. And the farmer thought they'd just actually dumped some old rubbish over these walls, you see. So the teachers drove off in the car, and the farmer went to investigate what this rubbish was that's thrown over his field. And when he had a look, there were 8 kittens in a dustbin bag.
Oh, I think that's disgusting. I didn't read that.
You didn't?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, I wish I'd still got the newspaper to hand, actually. Otherwise, I would actually mention the names of these 2 teachers. But I'm not quite sure whereabouts it was. I know it was in this part of the country.
Well, that's an awful example to make to kiddies anyway.
That's right. Teaching at infant school. That's what some of us teachers are doing these days. Just, you know what, you know, I mean, it's well publicised, you know, about people just dumping animals. And you know,
that's how your mum got her cat, isn't it? Somebody dumped it.
Oh yeah, that's how my mother got her cat. The cat's now taking over the house. Bloody thing.
We can't take ours down there now.
So to sum up then, teachers are a dirty, unkempt, unwashed lot. Yes?
Definitely.
Right. Here's a record for the teachers. This our security system seems to be going mad tonight. We keep getting alerts. Now we know we've definitely had a car outside the metallic red one with the with the roof rack on. Security has now come back and told me that we've yet another problem. So, until it does, I'm afraid we'll just have to put a brake on the programme for now. We'll play a record anyway, so stand by. If the transmitter goes off, it's serious.
It's pretty easy when you're the head of your company's the chief advisor to the DTI, isn't it? Come on down!
Favourite pieces of television music. It's from the television series Juliet Bravo. Nice is this. As our lads on security found out, they're absolutely pissed right through. But a lot of people were saying to us that reception's not anything like as good as what it normally is. Well, I'll tell you the reason why is that usually damp, snowy weather usually does make the reception a lot worse. And one of the reasons for this is because the aerials that we use aren't very high up. In actual fact, they're only about 20 foot off the ground. And what tends to happen when we get a lot of rain and a lot of snow, a lot of the signal actually gets absorbed straight down to the ground through the snow and through the rain. Now, on a normal radio station where you're allowed to have your aerials about 100 foot in the eye, of course, the signal starts off, well, it's got a much longer distance to go before it gets to the ground. So as a result, there's not half as much signal wasted from, say, a BBC station in bad weather as what is wasted from our transmitting aerials in bad weather. So in bad weather, you can always expect reception to be really grotty. And the best thing to do, don't even bother trying to receive in stereo. Just switch your receiver to mono and hope for the best. Also, you may remember last week on Sunday that we turned the transmitter off twice. We turned it off twice to make adjustments. Now, if you're wondering what those adjustments were, well, it was actually to retune the antenna tuning unit. What happened was the aerial got covered in snow and the tuning went miles out. We have a meter connected in the aerial feed line called a standing wave ratio meter. And this tells us how much energy is coming back from the aerial. In other words, we've got energy going out from the transmitter, which is called forward power. Now, if the aerial's not correctly matched to the feeder cable, then we get what's called reflected power. And we use a device, as I said, called a standing wave ratio meter, or you can also call it a reflector meter. And the reflector meter indicated that we were getting about 25% of the RF power being coming back from the aerial, because the snow on the aerial had actually knocked the aerial quite a long way off tune. So, in order to retune the antenna, what we do, we have to turn the transmitter off, disconnect the final power amplifier, and what we do then, we retune it on low power. And that's the reason why we went off twice last Sunday. It can be a problem when it's snowing. Where we live, I'm telling you, we'll get more than our fair share of snow. Anyway, let's hope it doesn't start snowing tonight. We'll get back to Ann Kirby's all-time top 10. We're on to vicious raids by the Department of Trade and Industry. We call them the DTI for short. Now, you mainly get these raids in the London area. Now, have you ever wondered what happens when a raid goes wrong? That's right, the DTI don't always score a success, especially down London, because down in London, the pirate operators quite often have shotguns and machine guns. Now, the DTI launch fairly organised raids down London, and what they do, they normally go in on horseback, and they have a man at the front with a bugle to sort of lead them in and give them all confidence. Well, we've actually got a recording of an attempted raid. It was attempted because it failed. Now, just have a listen to this. The DTI came out, well, they didn't. Just listen to this.